Jeff, I probably need, or I need the numbers to be able to call here, guys. I don't have that.
Show them that one. And here's the, you want to see the...
Is this 2022-4?
Yeah, 2022-4.
Okay, well, we've already made the motion. Is there something we need to see? I mean, we've already passed the...
No, I was just giving you my paper to show you how much it is, but she can show you right there.
$2,141,192.
Yeah.
She's got 196 down.
Okay, so I don't even know which one's to press here because Jeff has already done it. Just press that. Press the phone button.
Yeah, I'm looking for my picture.
Well, I press 9.
Oh, it's in here.
What's the area code?
Tell it right here, 479.
That one.
527-888-15.
Then press the
phone. Then press this.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you guys are playing for.
I think they got the right number now.
Okay.
Now that's too late. Yeah, it's good. You're good. Thank you.
At least I know. We can check that one on.
This is Daniel.
Yes, this is David Akers from Taney County BOE.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I don't need to keep you very long. We actually approved a figure a little bit lower than what you were proposing based on the assessor's calculations. It's my understanding that you provided the documentation showing that you had the low-income housing property. So the value we came to was $2,141,192. All right. That was less than what you were requesting on the valuation.
Right.
All right. Well, congratulations on your great argument. The assessor's office will send you, it will become regular mail, is that correct?
The clerk's office will send a regular mail.
The clerk's
office will send a letter, regular mail. Okay?
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, we just go to the top. Jerry and Diane Rourke. Want to pull this one up before we make a phone call here?
Are these people we have to call also?
I'm sorry?
Are these also teleconference?
Yes.
I believe everything we have left is teleconference.
Can I tell you that 2022-1 and 2022-3, those appear to be the ones that should be the 2575. And again, I don't know why it said 100, but it should be 2575 as far as I know.
So if that's 2575, what would be the correct assess value?
I don't have it in front of me. He's got the...
Will it be okay for purposes of the motion if we just state the percentages?
Yes.
Okay.
You want 75. If you go in with 2575 percentages...
Assuming that's the
first... We will go off of the total... that is here for the appraised value, the total here, and we will figure that up, the 2575%.
Okay, that's assuming they're not arguing the appraised value, they're just arguing, right, okay. Yeah, as far as you know, that's all they're arguing?
I think so.
Okay.
But it'd be nice to let him know that figure, right?
I just wanted to let you guys know that we are agreeing that they should be if that's what their argument is. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the other thing, he has no other ownership as well.
Oops.
Right?
As long as there's no other ownership, yeah.
Fine.
So we need to ask.
Or if this is their one that they're claiming.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Did we already do that one? Who was that? That's BECC. That one's done.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jerry, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling you regarding your tax appeal. We'll try to call back here in a bit. Hopefully we'll catch you then. Thank you. Okay, and then on the Marriott, how many do we have? We have 3 of these.
There should be more.
2022, 10, 11, and 12.
The Marriott and HAB are all together. They're the same person.
Same people?
Yeah, it's a
7, 8,
condominium
9. Okay, so we
the same
got,
person. You're
we
calling for all of them.
And what is the issue here?
There's like a laundry building and a pool clubhouse or something like that.
Okay, this is a whole complex for the Marriott. I believe it's they're timeshare condos too, and they sent us stuff. We made agreements already last year on because we reassessed it. We made agreements.
Hold on.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is if we're going to argue it, I'd like to have them on the phone. But what I'd like to know just right now is what is the issue. In other words, what are they arguing?
Valuation on 10. Let's see. 11. Valuation on 11. Valuation on 12.
So what I'm trying to make you aware of, they're saying valuation, and I would need to see an appraisal on it, but I think that they're wrong on the classification from my office's side, because I had an agreement with somebody named, I think his name is Rand Woods. They got 3 buildings, and I think only one.
Have you talked to these people?
No, they never called me.
Okay.
One of the buildings should be commercial, but the other 2 should be residential, in my opinion, at this moment. So, and I've
we've got six. We got 6 different appeals here.
Right, and the agreement was that the common area was going to be commercial because they're doing these as nightly rentals. And I'll just set this in front of you so you can see. This is what they gave me for their buildings, and they swap them over around, but that shows the commercial versus the residential. That's why I think one building should be commercial on the condo part, and the rest should be residential, and we've got them down as commercial. So only one of these should be commercial, the other 2 should be.
Which one should be commercial?
It doesn't matter, they're all the same. They're identical buildings. But what they're asking is a different valuation, which means they're saying that we appraised them incorrectly price-wise for the cost of the building.
They're not arguing classifications at all.
No, but I want to point out that I'm wrong.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest that we hear the person that's bringing it
okay.
for us.
I just wanted to know, it is all valuation, though. No. Okay.
Mr. Sherman.
Their agent is DMC Incorporated, Daniel Weller.
Daniel Weller?
Willard, something like that. W-I-L-L-A-R. K-E-R-T.
Okay.
And he does have an extension. I don't know if it's showing on the paperwork.
It does. It says EX, but there's no number.
Okay. The extension number for it is 2372.
Oh, okay. Didn't hold it.
McMillan and Associates. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know the extension of your intended party, you may enter it at any time. Nope. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Is that the...
Daniel?
Daniel, this is David Akers with Attaney County BOE.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, okay. Sorry, I was having somebody help me with a phone here. I'm here with the other members of the BOE. There we go. Now we got it. We've got, it looks like, six different parcels here that you filed an appeal on.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I had asked before we got you on the phone what these were about. It's my understanding these are about evaluation, or do we also have classification issues?
No, they're just evaluation.
Okay. All right. Which one would you like to start with?
Well, I mean, we can talk about them as a whole just because it's all one economic unit. They just got to support, you know, some of the buildings that got different parcels. I guess for record keeping, we can start just with the first one, which is parcel number ending in 013.005. Again, it's really, I can't point to specific evidence for each one. Like I said, it's all one economic unit. So I guess I can walk you through how I got to my number and then how I allocated the value. That would be fine.
Okay. Have you had any conversation with the assessor's office?
No, this is one that was that Marriott reached out to us kind of last minute. So we just didn't have time to reach out.
Okay. Art, does the assessor's office, is there any of these parcels that they agree with or the evaluation?
Not on valuation. We request that he have an appraisal done. Otherwise, we do stand behind our notes.
Okay. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, specifically within Taney County last year during the revaluation, myself and the firm I work for, we've represented several hotels throughout Taney County, including the Hilton and then Meyer Hospitality and a few others. So we did present quite a bit of information at the board at that time. So again, this is one where Marriott had reached out to us to take a look at, so we did. And then based on the information that's been provided, mainly historical income, you can see that while revenue really has remained stagnant from 2017 through 2020, ranging anywhere from $5.8 million to $6.6 million, the NOI has grown over that time. You can see from negative $109,000 to $933,000 positive. The reason that it was that there's been a negative NOI, why the NOI wasn't as large, there had been some, maintenance issues that they were taking care of throughout the last few years. So the property is starting to become a little bit more stabilized. That's reflected through the year-end 20 IME. And then, so basically,